Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva, Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing all the crazy stuff that went down this week. Lots of interesting topics to talk about. You can call in and join us at 914-338-1239. You can also join us in our chat room. Join us at our blog daily at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. Make sure you friend us and follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. This we're working on an interview probably 2 weeks from now, so keep your eyes open for that one. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and I try to tweet live during the show at Diva of Dole, and you can find our link to our Facebook page. It's all on our show page here, so there's a million ways to keep track of us and see what we're up to. So, and before we get started, I wanted to say happy birthday to Madeline. And Madeline's not here, but she's probably having birthday sex on the beach somewhere in Hawaii.
Hey, happy birthday, Madeline.
Happy birthday, Madeline. I mean, I think it's kind of like appropriate what happened this week at Days, given that it's Madeline's birthday. I think that would be like, you know, a good birthday gift for her.
Oh yeah.
For
sure.
Us all, but...
mm-hmm. Yeah, so I promised I'll do this a little bit, but like I warned everybody, my voice is terrible. So, ding dong, the Wicked Witch is dead. So I changed my avatar to the Wicked Witch of the East being crushed.
Oh, that was
house.
Priceless. I loved it. That song does go through your head when you heard that, didn't it?
It went through my head the entire day. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of my head.
I kept thinking somebody must have found a way to get the naked pictures away from her that she must have been holding on someone.
Well, everybody thinks her contract was up, and that was probably what was going on with
maybe
that.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, we're not, you know, the woman's not Dina Hegley, the really god-awful head writer of Days of Our Lives, and the former god-awful head writer for One Life to Live. Finally got fired after 3 years of just absolutely unbelievably bad storylines. So, that was good news. Yeah, so I'm at Aldi grocery shopping. Marianne texts me that Hegley's fired.
I had to reread it a couple of times on Facebook. Am I reading this right? And then I went to Daytime Royalty, and it must be true. No, there's different places all over the place, you know, than We Love Soaps and Soap Opera Digest. And,
Soap Opera
popping
Network
up everywhere is, then.
Yeah.
Soap Opera Network, yeah.
Yeah, Soap Opera Network was the original site that put it up, and they're the ones who put up who the new writers are, the two writers from Passions. So they're the ones who broke the news, so they get all the credit for that.
Yeah.
So.
But they were writers on Days too, though, right? And then who else did they write for?
That was it. It was just Passions and Days.
Oh, okay.
And I looked up their IMDb files. I mean, they really have no other writing experience.
Okay.
No.
Well,
yeah.
I'm hoping that the period of time that, from what I understand, the period of time that they were writing for Days, they did some pretty good stories. So I mean, that's from what I'm hearing from people. I skipped the 90s, so I've only seen clips.
So when in the they wrote in the early 90s then?
Well,
I think
almost later.
Her decade.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
the whole decade. Okay.
Yeah, let me look it up on the blog.
Yeah. Now, whether we can get rid of some of, you know, Tomlin's pet projects, apparently. I don't know. With the new writer.
It's going to be, another 2 months, though, before we see anything. You know,
because
they're 2 months ahead, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
At least, well, and we don't know how far the scripts might even be further than that. I'm not sure because, like, back in the writer's strike a couple of years ago, I remember the strike happened in November, and it wasn't until, sadly, I remember somewhere around January 25th or so that Sheffer's last scripts aired. So I don't know. It could be 2 or 3 months for writers. I mean, I'm not really sure, but unless they just scrap the crap that's, you know, not already in the can.
Well, I have to tell you, a lot of the actors on Twitter, three of the lady actresses anyway, all three of them were very happy with that.
Really? Yeah, there was a lot of positivity.
Oh yeah. They seemed like they were happy
Who?
That Higley was gone.
Who?
Three leading actresses on
yeah.
I mean, it's on Twitter. I mean,
you could probably say. I mean,
even one of the actors, I think, put it on there. They didn't name names, but they're so happy with the changes and looking forward to all this new changes and just underlying things that I keep in guess that they're very happy. They're, you know, it's not just the fans; it's the you know, actors and actresses too.
Yeah. Okay. Marlene Clark Poulter. I have her as a scriptwriter from days from 91 to 93, then associate head writer 93 to 99. And they said Daryl Ray Thomas Jr. also wrote for days, but I couldn't find his credentials anywhere. But I think both of them wrote for Passions almost the entire time. Passions was on the air. So.
I hope that doesn't mean more Rafe.
Was on the air. That's on, yeah.
Yeah, there's the operative word, was.
Yes, on the air.
Let's
and everybody. What is it with Corday and Passions? Can't they let go of Riley?
I think it's Tom.
Can't they let go of Riley and Passions and that whole thing?
I don't understand. You know, and it's just like politics. You know, one person gets in, and then they hire all their cronies.
All their people, yes. That's exactly right.
That's what Tom was doing. I mean, you know, with three actors from Passions, and now you got two writers from Passions. It's like, really? If that show was so successful, it'd still be on the air. I mean, you know, grab a clue.
Yeah, they were such good writers. Yeah, so, yeah.
And
then
I
get a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only watched maybe two episodes of Passions, but I'm like, really?
Well, let's hope. I mean, really? You know, granted, Bayes has had its own wacky stories and things, but let's hope. I guess I'm just trying to be cautiously optimistic, but, you know, I think there still need to be a few more changes for us to really be hopeful, but I'm trying to be optimistic.
Yeah, well, they got 2 years because hopefully this is their last chance. I mean, they've got to do something.
Well, it's a good sign
up.
That they're trying to at least do something. Like, somebody recognizes, you know, it may not be Tomlin, it may not mean I don't know who, but somebody's got to recognize. I mean, with just the ratings tanking like they have and everything, it's pretty obvious that something needed to change there. So, I don't know.
So what happened to those words that Corday said on the day's 45th about Higley and Tomlin were the best two people he ever worked with?
That day?
Explain that, Corday. Now you fire one of them.
Well, of course, then they go and they give an Emmy nomination to Higley's team.
And then she gets an Emmy. Yeah.
I don't
understand how she got an Emmy nomination.
Well,
really?
For the episode that they did submit, that I guess Carrie found, was the episode where with the Parker reveal. That was actually really good. But if you judge it by what's happened the last 3 months, you might as well take the Emmy away if they won it.
Right. Isn't it supposed to be consistent writing, maybe, for an Emmy? I don't know.
Yeah,
or maybe
it's one episode, one or two episodes.
Yeah, and I mean, some of their scripts are really good, and then you realize, okay, Richard Coulton and Carolyn Coulton wrote it. There's a new writer named Janet. I forget her last name. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But that's writing it. She's seems pretty good so far of the shows that I've seen where she's was the script writer. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, yeah, let's put it this way. If it gets any worse, there's no hope that Days is going to survive. So let's hope that for the best that things will get better and maybe they learn some of their lessons from Passions. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go back to they were on Days and they did a good job while they were on Days as far as I know. I'm just going to hope for the best, I guess, right now. But that's my take on it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, we're all going to give them a benefit of doubt and give them a chance, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Right, yeah, because we were, you know, we really want to see Days succeed. I don't want to see it, you know, canceled.
Yeah,
so,
so sad.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he had to do something. I mean, the ratings from, like, January on have just been abysmally bad.
Mm-hmm.
Storylines were terrible. Her sweets months were terrible. But the sweets months have been all about fake rave, both of them. That's what they were about. And
it's still going on.
Well, and I think I'm just going to have to blame Tomlin for the Dumio casting, Dario. That whole thing. I mean, I actually kind of like Melanie, and I didn't like her at first, but I grew to like her, and there have been a few periods where I haven't liked her again, but for the most part, I usually enjoy the character nowadays. Well, I've gotten to the point, like Madeline said a few weeks ago, where I'm literally fast-forwarding the minute those two are on screen together, I'm fast-forwarding it. He has totally ruined her, that character.
He has. He's brought
Melanie,
her down.
In my eyes, he has totally ruined her. I mean, hopefully they can get her back, because I don't want to see Molly leave. I really like her. But he has just sucked the life out of that girl. And so, yeah, so now I can fast forward those two.
I liked her with Philip.
Yeah,
I
still wanted Flowey as Endgame, but I have to admit Philip and Melanie grew on me a little, you know, over time, because they then ruined Melanie and Nathan, which I really liked. I liked that pairing to begin with. But anyway, I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, well, I think, yeah, without a doubt, the casting director has to go and the set designer has to go. I mean, there would be two other people I would put on the list.
They do a great job of casting the kids, and they've done pretty well with some of the casting, I think. But boy, the whole Taylor debacle, both of the Taylors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them. It's the character.
I don't know. And the Dario thing, that was Tomlin, I think, because I know the kid who plays him said that, I think it was Tomlin who saw him when he played the dead guy who gave everybody the plague last fall. He played that character. The guy who's playing Dario played the kid that came in from South America with that plague or whatever.
He didn't play much of anything.
No,
you know,
he played a dead guy. I think he had like one or two scenes.
One line.
Melanie.
Yeah.
But he said that Tomlin saw something in him. So when they created Dario, they brought him back. And I'm thinking, I don't know what he's. I mean, nothing against the kid. I'm not against the actor, but the character and the writing is horrible. And it literally dragged Melanie down.
He's as boring as his brother. He's as boring as the whole family. That whole Hernandez creation is
Gabby
like
too.
They just need to get rid of all of them.
Yeah, Gabby.
All
awesome.
Of them.
Yeah,
they're all.
And now
bad.
They keep talking about Ariana like we cared to begin with. You know, I mean,
right.
Yeah.
And they made those.
Please
fake
don't bring any more on because
those faux
they gave reference
scenes.
That there was more.
Yeah.
Sammy said there was more.
Yeah, that's right. That day she said one of his brothers. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I can't remember which day it was, but my tweets that day was Justin needs his own office, the day that he was doing divorce work in the pub and the cheating part.
Yeah.
And then Quinn overheard his entire conversation with Chloe.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I noticed, too, that Bo, Roman, Rafe, Jennifer, Lexi, and Justin have exactly the same blue office. They just kind of moved the bookshelf from one wall to the other.
Well, remember
back
in the day, they used to not even, they used to let, Roman and Abe, or was it Bo and Roman or something shared, not basically they'd have the same pictures in the background. They wouldn't even move the pictures to make it look like it was the other one's office.
Before we start talking about the show, I wanted to the other big news this week was the return of Matthew Ashford.
Yeah.
That was really good news.
Happy to hear about that. Yeah, Matthew posted in the middle of the night So that was kind of, if you weren't up at 3 a.m., you're like me, you didn't catch it till later
Matt,
on in the day.
Matt broke it?
Yeah, like Matt broke it on his Facebook page at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I
saw it in the morning when I got up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I'm finding out things on Facebook before any kind of day sites or any things, both things I saw were on Facebook. So,
Yeah, so we haven't really heard anything yet. You said something about late June. We don't know if he's taping in late June or if he appears in late June. I'm assuming he's taping in late June.
August until he gets on, right?
Yeah, they're filming August right now from what some of the actors have tweeted this week. They're in filming August. So, I mean, we're probably not going to see Jack till late September, early October maybe.
He's one of the almost 3 months ahead.
Are you sure?
I saw someone tweeting they're filming August right now.
But I mean, but he's not going to start taping until July, or he's going to start taping soon?
If it's ambiguous.
I thought it was this month, I thought he said. He's coming back this month.
I thought he said late June.
Oh. Maybe he's appearing late June. I don't know, because then they've already filmed those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We need the Jack experts to call and tell us.
First save Jack. Yeah. Save Jack ought to know.
Yeah,
later this month. Okay.
They know everything about Jack.
This month.
Our Wiki Days.
He is taping later this month, so that'd be in the May.
We've got our own Wiki Days here in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Dan,
thank you.
We will see him probably late July, early August then.
Yeah, no, they're already filming August. So that'd be, he's calling. So it'd be probably late August, early September. So,
that'll be cool. I guess they'll give it enough time to where Jen and what's his name, Dan, will get hot and heavy.
Get close.
And then,
then
it'll create angst when Jack finally comes back. And I wonder if they're going to have him, being kidnapped like we suspected. Maybe there will be a period of time where we'll see him struggling or tied up or something. But,
like flashbacks of what happened to him.
He might be like on camera, but maybe not to the other characters right away. That's what I'm envisioning. I could be totally wrong.
Maybe he lost his memory too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's get our caller.
All right.
Hi, is this Save Jack and Jen?
Hey, it's me.
All right.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hi. I don't know. I was pretty much on cloud nine this week.
I'll bet.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, I was asleep, and when the news broke, and I, got up and checked my email, and I had like 50 emails, the Facebook page had like a billion comments. I mean, my Twitter had been, everybody had sent me congratulations. I'm like, congratulations. And I was like, wait a minute, he's what, And so I go to his Facebook page, and I'm like,
Did you have any inkling that this was going to happen?
I actually did. I had been sitting on some news for a couple of weeks, actually, that something was in the works.
Okay.
But I wasn't sure that it really was going to happen, so I kind of kept it quiet.
Yeah.
And I didn't have someone, I didn't have someone contact me and tell me that, things were looking good. But again, I kept that quiet. So I was like, yes.
Because you never know. I mean, things change so quickly.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm.
Until they announce it, it's hard to,
Well, I don't want to tell anybody something and it not happen.
Right.
Right.
Not it happen,
Awesome campaigning, though. That was great.
Yeah, great job.
You guys did a great job.
Good job.
Thank you. I have to say thank you to everybody out there that wrote letters, sent things in, made phone calls, tweeted, posted on message boards. I thank you guys for, letting me vent each week in your chat room or calling in and you talking about the campaign and everything.
Well, you've been great.
And I also want to give a shout out to the Devoted to Devereaux website. They were a big help with the campaign as well. So, it was a team effort.
Great. Well, that's wonderful. We're all excited. So. Has he said anything more? I know he can't elaborate on what he's going to be doing, but
His Facebook page actually disappeared. The day after the announcement, so we don't know what's going on there. but so we haven't heard anything. I can't find anything.
Oh, maybe he wasn't supposed to say he was coming back.
I don't know. We're not sure. But I haven't been able to find anything on, like, any of the sites that say when he's going to definitely start taping or airing or anything. But according to what he put on his Facebook page, it seems that he is going to be taping later this month. So maybe he's already started. Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Well, it'll be fun to see him again on screen, and hopefully they'll do it right.
Hopefully.
They'll do the return right and do the fans justice and
give the fans what they want.
We won't have to watch too much more of the icky, or, well, I guess I should say won't have to fast forward through any of the icky Dennifer kisses.
Yeah. Are you excited that Higley's not going to be writing for Matthew?
Yes. yeah, I mean, who knows what she would have had in store for them. I mean, I'm going to give the new writers a chance to see what they can do.
Yeah.
Hopefully they were around, hopefully they will go back to some of the classic Jack and
mm-hmm.
Jennifer, and write what we want to see.
Great. Yeah. I mean,
I'm wondering how long the scripts are still alive for the previous administration.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Good question.
It'll be interesting.
I don't know how far ahead they have scripts written. I know, we know they film 2 months ahead, but I don't know anything about the scripts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, what we know of when they went from Ed Scott to Tomlin, basically everything that was planned was scrapped immediately. I mean, he, like, fired an actress immediately. The one who played Morgan Hollingsworth, she was fired immediately.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we knew the storylines were coming up, and everything was scrapped. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if he could change that quickly with a writer or not, but at least with a producer, he was able to throw everything out.
Yeah, and Soap Opera Digest did say that he was coming back with a big story.
Well, that's...
Okay,
so let's just hope they stick with that, then, with all these changes and everything. That's good. Good news.
Yeah.
Melissa
Reeves did confirm on her Facebook page that Matt's coming back, so in case there wasn't...
Good.
Doubt. Melissa Reeves also confirmed it. So.
Oh, I bet she's excited.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. So, what would you like to see happen? What storyline would you like to see Jack run into?
Well, they've got to explain why he was gone, and hopefully they're not going to actually make this whole walkabout spiritual journey. I don't care about my family. I didn't come back to my wife who had, was seriously ill.
Right.
I'm not here for my daughter. My son's in boarding school. I mean, hopefully they're going to have some reason that he was away that wasn't his fault, so they can redeem Jack, because they've done so much to bash the character, a very beloved character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they made him seem like the worst husband and father ever. So hopefully, the consensus among message boards and people talk on my page is that he's been kidnapped. And hopefully they're not going to go down the line of another Damaris kidnapped him or something. I'd like to see something different. Maybe, a big speculation is maybe it's an Alamein. Some people want Lawrence to not really be dead.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people speculate maybe it's Vivian. Maybe it's Nicholas. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's really going to be kidnapped. I've had other people say he might have got the rare blood disease again, or maybe he's come back with the cancer that he had all those years ago. Maybe he was out working on a big story and he had to protect his family. Maybe I've even seen it speculated that Jack and Jennifer are working on a big story together. And it's got Abby involved in it too. Of course, I'd have to have everybody in Salem involved in it, the way they're bashing him. But
maybe
I mean,
it would be to uncover and finally throw the pervy doctor into jail for hitting on his patients.
There you go. Maybe it is. maybe Dr. Dan has something that he's hiding that only Jack will be able to.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Like his
first
wife's death. Yeah.
Yeah. Although, you know, that would be really hard to... That I mean, I still think the scenario of him being kidnapped or held captive or something probably would be the most satisfying of all those options,
mm-hmm.
just because that would be the most romantic, having him come back and her
yeah.
being. But and it would also ratchet up the angst, because if she's already moved on and then he comes back and he really all that anger that she had towards him was misplaced or misguided,
mm-hmm.
then of course that's going to create all kinds of conflict. But oh.
And it'll give Matt a chance to maybe play a darker or grayer Jack again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his family has given up on him. You know, it wasn't his fault. Something kept him away. He would have never, ever in a million years stayed away like that. But his
right.
family just assumed that everything
yeah, like
was fine.
Adrian thinks he's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, his sister, his daughter, his wife, all of his wife's relatives, you know, if pushed Jennifer to move on. I mean, you know, one minute she's upset that,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's divorced, and then the next minute, you know, she's, okay, let's go hiking, you know. It's just,
mm-hmm. That was weird.
You know, that was weird. I have a feeling they're going to come up with a good storyline. I don't think Jack really was on a walkabout. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what they're going to come out
yeah.
with.
Yeah. But hopefully. I mean, they already established that Vivian pretended to be, Maggie, there's the word. kept thinking Suzanne. She impersonated Maggie via email. So, you know, maybe
right.
somebody's behind that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can write a blog, and if you hack somebody's email,
mm-hmm.
You can send an email. And I've even read speculation on some message boards that what if Abby's the one writing the blogs? What if
sure.
she's discovered something and she's trying to, I mean, she's trying to keep him away or something. Now, again, I can't see Abby doing that, but, again, I couldn't see Abby bashing her dad either the way she's been bashing.
Right.
Let's just hope it's better
right.
than organ poaching.
yeah.
No.
But, I mean, it's
okay.
very good news, you know, that I don't know if our campaign had an effect. I like to think it did.
I'm sure it did.
Help.
I mean,
I think they help. They do help.
Stuff. They do.
Mm-hmm. They do help.
Now, whether they will listen to it sometimes, you know, but they do see it. They do hear about it.
They do see it. Yeah, I think it
right.
helped.
So, yeah, I'm, you know, mission accomplished, victory.
So,
yay! Okay. Well, with Melissa back and that whole thing with Dr. Frankenstein didn't work out, and
right.
a lot of the fans aren't real happy with Jennifer and Danny. Though I think Jennifer makes Dan more likable.
Yeah, I will agree that I don't hate it quite as much as I thought I was going to, I guess, but you're right. It's because of Jennifer
mm-hmm.
making him
yeah,
more,
I mean,
you know, likable. You're right.
Yeah, maybe I'd like them if Jack never existed. Maybe I might like them, but knowing that Jack's out there and there's not the same spark between Dan and Jennifer as there is between Jack and Jen,
no. right?
It just, you know, it just tastes like saccharin instead of sugar. It's just not quite
mm-hmm.
working for me.
Well, that goes along the chemistry between the two
mm-hmm.
actors. I mean, Matthew Ashford and Melissa Reese have such great chemistry that we've seen for over 20 years now. And then it's nothing against, you know, Sean Christensen. But
mm-hmm.
I just don't – I actually watched. I started watching. Now that I know Jack's coming back, I can watch a little. but I just didn't see – I didn't see the spark there. Now, he's a very you know, he can be a likable character, and I do see that they have a good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see
yeah.
them having anything romantic go, you know,
yeah.
far. And somebody pointed out on one of the message boards I read, couples that are going to get together aren't going to actually go on dates. And if you think about it, that's true.
That's true. People get together never go on dates.
Well, Kate definitely had a date on Friday, though.
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but
they're
already married.
How she made him. I love
mm-hmm.
how she made him work for it, though. She made him squirm a little bit. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, now will you forgive
too.
me? now will you forgive me? Well, it depends on what's for dessert. Oh, and I got to say, we about the time this week's scenes were taped around the time of Lauren's birthday, and she was starting Twitter around the beginning of March, and her birthday is March 9th. So we were on this whole thing of doing things with the DI for, you know, like Dimension, and then we were coming up with these other, you know, like, you know, the sofa, you know, whatever, anything Demira with the DI. And if you watch that show, because I rewound it about 20 times, at one point she says, "That's the lovely." And I was like,
oh
shout out,
funny.
I love it. So I got
shout
a little,
out.
I got a little verklempt on that one. I was
I'm really mad I can't get my wine open right now. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Why do men have to, like, tighten things so tight? I'm going to, like, smash the bottle open to get the fucking wine out of it.
I want my wine.
What? I do. I can't. It's cheap wine, and it's a twist cap, and I cannot twist it.
Oh.
I mean, it's
okay.
Previously open, so it's not sealed. It's previously opened, and I can't get it open. It's pissing me off. Oh, I got it. Woohoo! Now I can
pull
it right.
I don't know. Maybe there should be a rule, Marianne. Do you think no drinking while
no drinking chatting?
No podcast.
Oh, BS.
Or maybe there should be drinking when we're talking about
yeah.
DOP. DOP
partying
driving
tonight.
Under the podcast.
No, we're partying tonight. I mean, I sang. We're drinking some wine.
Yeah.
And this is not the first show I've been drinking through, so...
That explains a lot.
Yeah, so it's like, where's Carrie Hall? She's taking a nap.
This
she's,
show will
she's,
drive
she's sleeping
you
it
drink.
Off.
Days of Our Lives can, on some days, drive you to drink, that's for sure.
Some days, no.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
All right, well, ladies, I'm going to get off and somebody else can call, but I just thank you for everything.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
Room,
you're welcome.
Everything.
And I'll see you guys in the chat room and on Twitter.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, she did such an awesome job.
Yes.
Oops, I think I hung up on Sally. But, I mean, they just, you know, the Jack and Jennifer fans, they deserve so much credit, but they just kept the faith.
They did.
Oh, they did. They didn't give up. And I'm telling you, it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we campaigned for Teo to come back, I mean, that was like a year and a half he was gone and came back. You know, seven.
You guys did a great
job. You know, we did all kinds of different things. You know,
that
letters.
That was crazy, too. Yeah, we got, Teo, and then it was Leanne, and it was Steve
and
Blackwood,
then Leanne, yeah.
And then it was Ray Jones.
Uh-huh.
And it was,
right.
A lot of people came back because,
And I do think, you know, the fans, they just keep their names out there, and you just keep, you know, sooner or later they listen, I think. So
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Now I can sip the wine. It's got
that
better.
Okay. Oh, here. We got Sally. I think I still hung up on her before.
Oh, okay.
Sally, you there, hon?
Yeah, somebody wanted to give me a mortgage or something. I don't know. I got a bizarre message and was knocked off. He wanted to give me a loan and something. So then everything went dead. And this
no
has got to been a couple weeks for me because first, you know, we were our main battle was trying to save our basketball team, and then a miracle happened with that, and then this, you know, 2 weeks in a row, two big battles we were in.
Well, congratulations. I want you on my team, Sally. You kick ass.
Yeah.
Wow. So I was kind of excited about this. And then this, you know, it was Monday night, and I watched three shows, and I was kind of back to back. And then it was about midnight when I was reading about Castle online, and then happened to see a message that Matt was back.
Mm-hmm.
And this was about midnight, you know, Monday night in California time, so you figure it was pretty far back, you know, pretty back east by that time. But it was kind of a shock, you know. Thing. I'm on the line.
Say hi, everybody.
I don't know who that is. This guy that does the lawn is here, and he kind of wanted to use the phone. But, yeah, so it was pretty much of a shock because I didn't really, I wasn't very optimistic about, you know, this, considering the situation at this network and the show. But, this, you know, the trouble is I see is that if Jack is actually kidnapped and it's either somebody else writing the blogs or he's sending cryptic messages, it kind of says it brings, puts a weird thing on Jennifer. Like 20 years she's known this guy and she can't tell, you know, you could tell your friends, much less your husband's style of writing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it kind of, you know, puts a, you know, if he was kidnapped or he is kidnapped, and, you know, she looks bad in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she comes off
It'll definitely create angst for her, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She comes off being pretty stupid or pretty disloyal.
And then Abby can turn on her, like, how could you do that, Mother? You should have known Dad was, you know, that wasn't Dad or something.
But, you know, I could, you know, if they wanted to wreck Jack, I can't see, you know, the easiest way would have been to say that he found somebody from his past, you know, rich past, and he ran off with her. But, yeah, but so the idea that he's going on a walkabout makes me really think that he was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they really wanted to ruin him, they could just say he pulled an Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he just moved on, and then he's a jerk, and then everything moves. But this way, it really seems like he's acting too far out of character.
Yeah.
And I was, my idea was, you know, if you want to work it out, that it's kind of like a Jennifer really knows, and they're kind of, the blogs are kind of like their way of going back and forth. And
that could be interesting.
And then that way Jennifer is redeemed. And then they could always find another way for Jack to become angsty again or, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think they might have to do a quickie reunion and then, you know, work on something. Because otherwise it kind of, if he's on a walkabout, Jack is kind of pretty much unredeemable because he didn't come back with his dead wife. And if he was in trouble and Jennifer's pretty much like, well, you know, I jumped with the first man because, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
But I guess all bets are off now.
Someone will have some explaining to do. Somebody will be doing the back pedal.
But the thing is that, you know, if he's kidnapped and it has to be not just Jennifer or Abby. It has to, you know, it has to be something like the old time days where you have a summer adventure and everybody gets involved. You know, Justin and Adrian, you know, because he wants to save her brother, and then Bo and Hope, and, you know, get all those people involved. And it would be better for the whole show, not just for us Jack fans, you know, if everybody gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
And they could get romance for everybody and, you know, fun for everybody. So that's what I'm kind of hoping. You know, that's kind of like Jack's in trouble. They all go try to help him, and they have big adventure and fun, and something comes up, you know. And if it's Alamein or Vivian, then that would also bring in Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really care.
Yeah, I miss those big adventure shows that they used to have, you know, where the whole cast was involved, and they went different places, and,
And they won't have to spend money because, you know, like, they just do it on the soundset, you know.
On
that would be, you know, so it wouldn't they wouldn't have to go to Europe or go to, you wouldn't even have to go to Malibu.
They could use the island that Vivian and Gus were on for a few days.
Oh, yeah.
Or Stefan, or Andre's island, you know, where everybody had their their fake homes and everything.
Oh yeah,
I would like Stefano not to be involved in this one though.
Other than the Damaras, right? So it has to be somebody different.
But Lawrence, you know, everybody talks about because of Carly and Bo, but actually, Lawrence was Bo. Jack was more Lawrence's nemesis. They kind of went at it more than Bo and Lawrence did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I personally have no interest in Lawrence coming back, but that's just, I didn't watch during that period of time. I skipped most of the, I watched the 80s, skipped most of the 90s, and then came back, you know, in the 2000s, in the new millennium.
Yeah.
So I'm not really invested in Lawrence personally, but, you know, I guess I didn't know that they were adversaries, so that's interesting.
Yeah, well, see, because, you know, because, well, Lawrence raped Jennifer, and then Lawrence killed, quote, Steve. And what was good about Lawrence and Jack was that, unlike Beau, you know, Jack had a similar background as Lawrence by raping his wife and everything. So it was mm-hmm. really good scenes because Lawrence used to push Jack's button by getting him to feel that there were no difference between the two of them.
Right, okay. That's interesting.
So, you know, that's what was good about Jack and Lawrence more than Beau and Lawrence, because Lawrence was, they were both kind of, you know, Jack was kind of like a gray character and Lawrence was really evil, and Jack always felt that there was no difference between the two, and Lawrence knew that, so he would push Jack's buttons. So there was a lot of good scenes between Jack and Lawrence, and I know for a long time Crystal, Michael, and Matt were really good friends, even after they left Days.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's how I kind of we kind of want it to be Lawrence because of the history with
mm-hmm.
Jack.
Right.
But, you know, so we're pretty excited, and then to find out the news about Dina leaving, you know, because you know all the talk about Jack and Dina eventually marrying, and I remembered their wedding, which pretty much was nothing, and then even worse for how she treated Leanne and Teo with Anna and Tony's wedding, which was nothing
right.
at all. So I said, God, if they get married, it'll be like that.
Look at Adrian and Justin. They came back. They're sitting at the pub, and one of them goes,
right?
Yeah, we got married. The kids couldn't come because they're all doing blah, 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 blah. What? In fact, some people were on the podcast going, did they really say they got married? I mean, it was that uninvisible. It's like, what?
They did the same thing with them.
I mean, I know that those scenes. Oh, Firefox.
We just
want to
see a little wedding.
We need to hear from the guy. Come on. Need to call in. No, but that's interesting. I'm glad you mentioned about Lawrence all, because I really didn't know that part of the history there.
And they had they had two really nice sword fights too, which was really, you know, Jack had a sword fight with Lawrence.
Hey.
And with Jennifer there. So that was, you know, pretty romantic. And then later on when they were trying to find dirt on Lawrence for the rape, Lawrence challenged him to a sword fight again. So there's really this animosity between them, and Lawrence was always trying to get Jack to get violent and prove that there was no difference between them. And so, you know, Jack was always kind of, like, reluctant and felt insecure with Lawrence. So, you know, I could see, you know, that would be a really big thing for Lawrence to prove to Jack that here Jack was this loyal guy and being held hostage, and here Jennifer showed that she was, how disloyal she was. And so that would be something, you know, Lawrence would really, of course, how they were written, you know, in 91, I guess. Lawrence would really, that would be something that Lawrence would love, that to prove to Jack that Jennifer was disloyal to him. You know, he'd get off on that. You know, sadistic, that would be his sadistic pleasure. But so I'll let you guys talk to somebody else, but I just wanted, you know, to say those facts about Lawrence and, you know, what we kind of like to see. You know, we kind of like to see Jack redeemed, but I also don't want to see Jennifer too badly dressed. I'd like to see maybe they could do something that she's kind of knows more what's going on, and, you know, maybe she is trying to find dirt on Dan. You know, we don't know. My scenario would be that Dan's godfather, isn't it Victor?
Right.
So maybe Victor's been all along protecting him. You know, he has this chronic pattern of seducing his patients, and Victor's been protecting him, and maybe Jennifer found this out in this, you know, since she just, you know, you can, she just, since she got sick, she just going along with this, and maybe partially mad at Jack and partially for a story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got you on the phone, Sally, since I know you're a humongous Lost fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge Garcia got picked up for Fox's Alcatraz.
Right.
Henry Ian Cusack, who was Desmond, he's on ABC Scandal. But Terry O'Quinn's Hallelujah did not get picked up by ABC.
What was that about?
I don't know. I did never heard anything about Hallelujah, but I did see him a month ago on a brand new Lifetime movie. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, he, a woman's child, I think her husband kidnapped her child and took him to Korea or something. He was helping her get the child back.
I heard.
Yeah.
Well, that Alcatraz looks pretty interesting where all these prisoners were kidnapped. And it looks like it's actually, or at least part of it's actually being filled up here in San Francisco. So that's kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah, if anybody can, I highly recommend everybody looking at the Alcatraz trailer with Jorge Garcia. It looks really good. And it's very, it's original. It's about prisoners who are in Alcatraz, and they all disappear, but they all reappear. They disappeared sometime in the future, I think 50 years ago, and they all reappear now. And they haven't aged, and they're still committing crimes. So it's really fascinating. So, and then Jorge's, I guess, some kind of sci-fi expert, and he's trying to help out the cops, figure out what's going on. So
I hope they do better than they did with Pushing Daisies and a couple of and some of their other shows, that they just put them on a really bad time, and then they just don't promote it, and then they. But this
yeah, the
like
writer strike ruined. Writer strike completely killed Pushing Daisies, and I love that show.
Yeah.
It was very, very good.
Yeah, like that killed it. Yeah, because it and like some of the shows were able to come back, do a couple episodes, but Pushing Daisies wasn't even able to do that, and then it was just too late for it, which was sad.
Yeah.
So I hope this is better.
Oh, I hope so too. Yeah. But,
okay. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Sally.
Okay,
yeah,
anytime. Hey, we have other callers, but I want to get on Madeline. Looks like she's done with her birthday sex.
How
was it, Madeline?
No.
Hey, Madeline.
They fired Dina just for your birthday.
Birthday.
Best birthday, well, almost best birthday present ever. We'll skip.
No,
having Tao and Leanne back on screen, and maybe the beach sex you were talking about earlier. Are you blessed?
Well, we thought about a little present this week. That was nice.
Yeah.
Even if by the time I got home, I saw it before I left. And by the time I got home, they'd already ruined it. But, oh, well.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I mean, I was writing a blog saying they better hire back Sherry Anderson. And then Sally said, no, they hired people from Passions. It's like,
we were hoping it would be Sherry.
But I'm holding on to the hope that since they also wrote for Days, that maybe things will be okay. I hope.
Hinkley wrote for Days, too.
Yeah.
When these people wrote for Days.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it matters who they get to write at this point. Tomlin is still there. As long as he's still there, they're not going to get to write what they want to write. They're going to write what he and Ken want to write.
What he tells them to write.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think
I'm finally on the bandwagon with you, Madeline. I think Tomlin needs to go too. This last week was so horrendous. Other than the Mickey, Maggie and Nick scenes. And Stefano and Kate scenes, I pretty much fast-forwarded through most of the rest.
Yeah. Megan Victor will be
Kate and Stefano is, I'll give it to whoever. You know, even if it was Tomlin's idea, hey, that was a great idea. Everything else he has done has sucked.
I have to bring on a caller. He has to go.
Okay.
So let me put Firefox on. Firefox is
right.
On.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, ladies. I didn't mean to disrupt your show like this, but unfortunately, I have a show of my own in a few moments to do. And I saw you here, and I wish I had caught it sooner. I really do, because I love your show. I really do. I love your show. You guys,
can we have your name, honey? Because you never gave us your name.
My name is George.
I don't have to call you Firefox. What's your name?
My name is George.
George,
right.
That's right.
Oh, George.
I remember
George.
Hey.
Okay. Hey, listen, there's an easy way to remember. Think of the song George of the Jungle.
Yes.
And remember Curious George the Monkey. And there you have me.
There you go.
Well, I've been drinking wine, so who knows.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to forget my name in 10 minutes, so we'll see. what's on your mind, George?
It has to do with what's happening. I just recently was able to catch Days for the first time in weeks because I haven't been able to due to prior commitments. But I caught what I saw yesterday on Days in regards to the real Wraith, the phony Wraith, Tammy, all in one room. And I got to say that what little bit I was able to catch from time to time had me wondering, what were the writers thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be a fine line between the absurd, which if you remember back in the day of Days, oh boy, I can talk today.
Drink some wine.
unless it's coffee. Marlena was possessed.
Yes, they were. Yeah, I was going to say, Days was never Shakespeare, okay?
So. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a time when it was good, and if I can still watch it 20 years later and feel it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've been watching since.
You know, they had something.
I can safely say it is not lacking in storylines. But it does have at times that moment of the absurdity, which you can get a good chuckle out of.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it's not a matter of what the writers are thinking; it's what they're smoking.
Well, you see, here's the thing, the way I see it, you got Sammy, the real guy and the phony guy, all in one room, and the look in her eyes at the end of the show. Told me there's going to be a dead body in the making.
I hope they don't put it in the water heater like they did when Uncle Max helped the girls put the dead rapist in the water heater 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
That was kind of creepy.
That was very creepy. Hard to find a rootable situation in that one.
I like what somebody said just now about it not being Shakespeare, because I could not picture, I could never picture Stefano de Mera holding a skull and going, "Alas, poor Brady, I knew him well." I could see that. Just doesn't seem to work for me. But no, I think if they want to bring this storyline to a good conclusion, rather than having Sammy pull the trigger, which we know she can.
Yes.
Rather than do that, why not just take the phony Wraith, turn him over to the authorities, and let the law of the land prevail, and say to them, now, he worked for Stefano. Stefano's the reason this all happened. Let's deal with it. And then have a plot twist come from that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that the writers are not going to think of these things.
Right.
Something tells me they're going to have the phony Wraith plugged full of more holes than Swiss cheese.
Well, and I think they're going to have the real Wraith posing as the fake Wraith for a while, which is going to...
Yeah.
Which means that there will have to be more than two ranges of motion for... You know, which means that it won't last long.
Well, I think if they do that, they may be able to bring a very dramatic storyline into this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I see it, knowing the characters as we all do, the simple fact is when you introduce an unknown variable like Wraith into Stefano's domain. Let's face it, the guy, though he is the Phoenix and he has risen countless times, and I think the rising is getting a little tiresome for him, although not to us fans, but let's face it, it can get a little boring after a while. You got to have an element of mystery, an element of suspense and intrigue, and I think by introducing the Wraith character, to pretend he's the phony Wraith would do that. The problem is that in order to do that, you have to do something with the phony Wraith. So he can't escape and throw mud into the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the only drawback, because I have a feeling the writers would eventually, if he's not dead, they'll have him escape.
Yeah, and he'll be out there.
But the one thing I think they should have left alone, I really do, was taking Rafe out of the FBI element.
Yeah.
The character seemed to work best as an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that changing anytime soon. Although maybe in the next 6 months to a year, if this storyline doesn't pan out for them, they may make it where he goes back to the FBI.
Yeah.
Well, that would be great, but only if they allow him to be a real FBI person instead of what they do with the rest of the cops on this show, so that they're looking pretty sad because they never solve anything or do anything correctly.
I had to laugh. Madeline, I think you'd appreciate this. I had to laugh the other day when Hope was looking through, of course, confidential files that she's no longer a police officer, shouldn't be looking at. But anyway, she's looking at these files. She goes, "Yeah, it's really sloppy work. Obviously, wasn't the real guy or whatever, you know." And I'm thinking, how can they tell? This is a sealed PD, you know? Like, it could have been any one of them doing that stuff.
Right.
Anyway,
I think if Bo is still the commish.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason she would be doing that.
Yeah.
Didn't he get his job back?
Yeah, I think
Hope's
he's still
not working
there. I don't
is
know.
Hope's not working there, but I thought Bo got his job back.
But I don't think she can. She can't work for them. I don't know.
Yeah, I think her ability to work for them has gone by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I mean, nobody else can kidnap one of their kids and use her as an excuse for that. That's something, at least.
George, what do you think of Taylor and EJ? If anything.
I can sum it up in one sentence. Very strange. The fact that he's married to Nicole, and now messing around with her, it kind of makes you wonder where his brain cells are.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't even think he's selling. I mean, he's a great actor. Honestly, I don't think he's even selling it. Like, not that it's his fault, but I think the writing's so bad and it was so ill-conceived. The whole thing was so ill-conceived that I think he's probably having trouble getting his head wrapped around it himself. I mean, because it doesn't even I don't even see that in EJ's eyes, that he's drawn to this person. I can't even figure out why he would be drawn to her. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But there has to be a backstory in that. There has to be a legitimizing backstory for that to even happen.
Right.
And even though the actor
of a scarf
playing,
is not enough.
Even though the actor playing EJ is a good actor and everything, but you're right about the fact that he's not selling it as well as he should. I think what's kind of holding him back is, and I've seen this in a lot of soap operas, because I grew up watching soap operas, and especially around my mother, and of course me watching Days. The fact is, a soap opera actor tends to have a limitation placed upon them when it comes to character development. They can only go so far as the writers take them.
That's got to be frustrating when you have the writers we've had for a while there.
That's it. Well, ladies, unfortunately for me, I do have a show to do, and I must push off, but...
Thank you for joining us.
I'm going to follow this show.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have another broadcast coming up, especially if it's on a night that I'm not broadcasting, because I'm on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday,
if you haven't
done any other night, please let me know. I'll be happy to drop in.
Great. We love hearing from you.
Okay.
Yes, and whoever that said I have a really nice voice, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You're making me blush here, and that's not.
You're making me blush.
Well, to say it in this vocal impression, one must have a very solemn voice in order to be a good radio host. And ladies, may I say, you have the loveliest voices I have heard in a long, long time.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I should try out for days.
Yes,
please.
First
oh,
time
yeah.
ever. Well, good luck with your show tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Call
have
back again,
wonderful.
Please.
Yeah,
I
call
will
back to George. Okay, so if you guys want to follow George's show, he's Firefox News Online, and like you said, he's on, I think, what, Saturday, Sunday, Monday nights at 11 p.m. So he's called in before, and he's, yeah, sure.
I don't
know if it's his
one
voice.
We just had one of Diva, Nikki just tweeted Diva Days of Our Life saying she didn't realize how much a man's voice could turn her on. Who is this, George?
I told you, Nikki. What did I tell you?
He does have a very sexy voice.
He does. And I can say
yeah,
he calls anytime he wants.
Yeah.
What we're not getting on days, we can get from George.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, we should call up George during his show and harass him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Diva girls.
Hey, your diva girls are calling.
Phew, I shouldn't have drank that wine. Now I'm, like, super blushing. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
George and wine. Phew. Okay.
And that song went through my head, George, George, George of the Jungle.
I wrote it down. I wrote down
fire. And he's curious, too. I love that.
Yes. Yes. I have my cheat sheet of area codes and names, and I put George on my cheat sheet so I don't forget his name again. But I mean, he only called once before, so I mean, you know, I'm old. I can't remember names, seriously. But, I don't
you're
remember
old,
names.
Man, I'm in big trouble. Me and Marianne.
I cannot remember. I feel so bad. I go to my son's school to, you know, talk to all the moms. They all know my name. I have no idea who the hell these people are. Like, oh, you're Eleni's mother. Oh, you're Josh's mother. I have no, you know, I don't know their first names. They're just so-and-so's mom, you know. But anyway, Glenn, I know this person's name. This is Angela. So, hey, Angela.
Hi there. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
Much
how are you doing?
Well, I'm excited that Dina's gone.
I'm taking a cold shower at the moment.
I know.
I won't be nearly as exciting as the previous caller, I'm sure. I'm just thrilled about Dina. You know, you hate to say that you're glad that someone's lost their position, but honestly,
I'm cheering.
Yeah, I never delight in anyone getting fired. I mean, that's not where it's coming from, but boy, there needed to be a change.
Well, when she shouldn't have been hired in the first place, then I don't feel so bad.
I agree with you. I wrote the first letter that I ever wrote to Corday in 2008 saying that she needed really to go then, and, you know, here we finally are now in 2011. But I'm thrilled to death, and I even wrote him a note today and thanked him.
Who'd you write to?
Ken Corday.
Excellent.
Oh.
Because, you know, I feel like, you know, again, I agree with a lot of what everyone's saying. Yeah, I get so frustrated with what's going on the show, especially these last 9-10 months have just been just pitiful. I mean, you know, I've been watching Days for almost 38 years since I can remember back to about age 7. So, it's been pitiful these last 9-10 months. And if the whole Hernandez family got on a truck and left town and left Salem, I would be thrilled. At this point,
well,
I'd even take a bus.
The only way we'll get rid of the Hernandezes is if we get rid of Derry Tomlin. Getting rid of Higley. She didn't bring them. He did.
No. Oh. And we probably
I have to agree with you there, Madeline. I'm actually on the same
track.
That was
a great idea.
After watching this week, I think that was the low point for me. It really was. I'm like, Dina's not the only one that needs to make some
changes. The low point for me was reading some of the spoilers that are coming up.
I didn't even bother reading.
Oh, my God.
I did not even bother reading the spoilers.
Oh, just wait. You have something special in store for you.
Lord.
Well, I had a quick question for you ladies. Like I said, I will also say I have kind of given up the ghost on EJ and Taylor. I really tried to keep an open mind for as long as I could, and I have now just lost that loving feeling. Just can't seem to, you know, it just never came, and I've pretty much given the ghost up. But I've noticed a couple of times this week, I haven't had a chance to watch it live, and I watched it on my computer this morning, actually, one of the episodes. And I've noticed this a couple of times, and I'm wondering if anybody else has, or if you continue to watch next week, maybe we can all look for this. At times, when they're in the Demira drawing room, and EJ is in there, James Scott is in there, and I noticed particularly in the scene with Stefano last week, and then also in the scene when Taylor came back in and was talking to him, and you know, and he'll be over there near the liquor cabinet or the liquor table where they keep all their booze there, and in the mirror there at times there is a photo stuck in the side of the frame of the mirror. And it looks like James and a woman, but I can't tell who it is. And then it's within the editing, and then they'll move to another part of the person, the camera will go to someone else, and they'll come back, and the picture will be gone. And then it's back again. So I've noticed this in the last week and a half. So I don't know if this is a sign or if they went back and had to redo scenes and were trying to just keep track of, you know, which ones to include when.
Because I know sometimes in the background you'll see the picture of Stefano and Kate at Nicole and EJ's wedding, most recent wedding. And I think there's a picture of EJ and Nicole.
Well, I've seen that in a frame, but I mean, this is literally like a snapshot that they have stuck within the frame of the mirror. And like I said, it comes and goes depending upon. Like I said, it's clearly they've
edited.
Maybe
it's ghostesses.
Pardon me?
Maybe it's ghostesses.
Yeah, could be. Who knows? But anyway, I was curious
maybe
if anybody else had seen that, or at least
a cameraman with a sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. We're just going to keep an eye out, and we'll see what that
means.
Interesting.
I'm going to go back. That might actually make me watch. Thank you for giving me a reason, other than Stefano and Kate and Victor and Maggie, for me to watch.
I like the little dinner scenario that they had for Kate and Stefano, although it did seem, in a way, it was a little bit random.
Yeah.
You know, but again, I'll take it most any way we can. Yeah, they'll give us a scene. I think that's good.
I enjoy, he was speaking Italian to her later when they were in front of, I think they were in front of the pub at that point or something.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
Ooh, we'll have to go watch that.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't like, you know what bothered me though is, I mean, I love, you know, everybody knows Kate's like my favorite and everything, but like, I found it kind of hard to watch her being mean to Chloe. I mean, because it just doesn't, I mean, yes, it rings true that she should be mean to Chloe just because of all the crap that she's done to her sons and everything. That part totally makes sense. But since at her core, Kate identifies so much with the mothering instinct and the mother thing that I had a hard time enjoying her sticking the knife into Chloe with it, like when she saw her baby on the phone, you know, and she was like, oh, my baby, you know. I find it hard to believe that Kate didn't soften just a little bit. I mean, even though she says, well, you could have killed him, you know. I mean, I can understand her being angry, and I can understand her hating Chloe. I can understand all that. There's motivation for all that. But, you know, there's just been some writing there that I felt wasn't really true to her character. For some of this.
My problem with Kate being mean to Chloe is that the way they've written Chloe, it's like having Kate be mean to someone with Down syndrome.
Oh, my gosh.
Worse than the deer cotton.
You know, you're not mean to children who are handicapped. You're
right,
just not.
That's true.
And that's about the way Chloe is at this point. She's really got, you know, no...
She's so damaged. There's no joy in watching her kick her to the curb because she's already below the curb. That part sucked. I mean, not
so
because of the actress.
It's just so below Kate.
Yeah, well, that's
bothers me.
Yeah, I mean, she's a worthy adversary. I mean, Chloe, beating up on Chloe, you're right. That's very true. I mean, she's just like a wounded bird. I mean, you know, where's the fun in stomping on a wounded bird?
Why isn't Kate doing something about Vivian?
Right.
Going to be doing something about Vivian anyway. Why is she bothering with Chloe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
Obviously, her business and hubby are not keeping her busy enough.
Well, maybe with the new writers, we'll see a little bit of a change for Kate and for Chloe. I personally, just in reading when they were going to introduce this Quinn character, I've read about three or four completely different scenarios of, oh, he's a good guy. No, he's a bad guy. No, he's an evil guy. At this point, I'm kind of ambivalent, too, about who he is and what he's supposed to be doing, too. So I'm anxious to see,
he's a good guy or a bad guy, the fact that he's a pimp and he's going to make her a prostitute doesn't really make me
absolutely. Well, now this week, but I promise you 2 weeks ago they were saying, but don't be fooled because he's really not going to be such a bad guy.
Okay, and I'm sorry, but who, as far as women viewers, could be terribly turned on by the orange porn sex return, or the return of the orange porn sex, when these two hardly know each other? I'm sorry, but I don't care. I mean, if it's somebody that's been, it's been leading up to for months and you've been waiting for the payoff, then maybe. But even then, it was a bit intrusive. I mean, I don't want to see.
We need the old-fashioned romance.
Like Victor and Maggie. I mean, even though they're older, I'd almost rather, not to that extent, but, I'd almost rather see a love scene with them, not like the porn stuff, but
then
see these two people that don't care anything about each other, that they're just using each other. I mean, I actually fast-forwarded. The minute I saw the orange, I fast-forwarded. I was just like, no need
this
for that.
This is new days, though. I mean, they had Eve with Nick, who was a pimp.
I know, but I just don't know why they think. I mean, maybe they're trying to draw the, I don't know who they're trying to draw on that, but I just don't think that
I've never quite figured out who Dina Higley's thought was watching soaps, because she made women like that. I mean, she did it.
Oh yeah, all the that's like
she did it. She did it with women and men. It wasn't just
emasculating the women and the men.
She has got the most bizarre idea of what people want to see when they turn into a soap. She just makes everybody slimy.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard. You should be trying to figure out who the bad guy is instead of trying to figure out who's actually slightly rootable.
Well, none of her people are rootable.
That's what I mean.
The thing is, she thinks we're supposed to be rooting for them.
That's the sad part, yeah.
And she makes the good guys even more slimy than the bad guys.
But the good thing is she's gone. And, and so hopefully we'll see some changes soon. And hopefully.
Did you ever watch Passions, Angela?
Absolutely not. I even made a couple of statements on Twitter once they announced who the writers were going to be. I'm just going, why would they have selected these folks? But now, at this point, I think we've all been saying anyone would be better, and I think that's true. So I think
find out if we're right.
it's time to give it a shot. But I think this is true too, is that just like in sitting down and in writing to Ken Corday and thanking him for making the decision, because again, obviously it was a difficult decision for him to make. Mm-hmm. Obviously it would not have been difficult for a lot of us to have made, but for him to have made it, I think it was tough.
Sure.
And I think we need to say, keep saying over and over again, because I think at least several of y'all have made this point tonight. I think they are paying some attention now.
I think they are.
So this is the time that, before we go off,
I'm not sure Ken Corday is the one who's paying attention, though. I think it's Comcast.
Well,
I'm
right.
I'd say, I give more credit to him than I do Tomlin at this point. Cause I
said this at Sony, and it's a sad thing because this is what Ken Corday has brought me to after 15 years. If I don't trust that man.
Yeah.
He is not.
Well, I think
somebody else steps in and forces him, but I do not trust anything that man says. He's done nothing but destroy this soap.
Well, I had hoped Sony was going to take more of an active part, but I honestly, when they selected these two writers from Passions, I had to feel like that was not necessarily something that Sony would have done.
But you know what I'm trying to say, you guys, what I'm trying to say is they also wrote for Days for almost a decade, and even though I didn't watch during that decade.
And Gary Tomlin.
What's that?
Gary Tomlin wrote for Days from 1980 to 1981, and Dina Higley was writing in 1985.
Right, but these people wrote
just as much Days history as these two do.
Well,
and
if
Dina and Gary are willing to trash it, why aren't they, what makes you think that these guys are going to stick to it? That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I think Gary Tomlin is probably a darn good administrator. You know, just from what I've read about him, even on One Life to Live. As far as being able to get the show on a schedule
and all that, yeah.
And that type of thing. And
I give credit for that, yeah.
And which is a part of being the executive producer. And if you're in the situation that I feel like the man has been in, because I don't think he picked Dina Higley initially. I mean, it looks like he's been brought in several different times to clean up a mess. So that's what happened at One Life to Live, I know. And so I feel like, you know, he's had to really – you know, have a difficult role in terms of trying to juggle someone that really was.
Well,
like,
I understand that, and I agree that he's an administrator, but we would have Ed Scott right now if it wasn't for Dina Higley.
Oh, I know, and I wrote that in 2008, and I agree with you about that.
Very bitter.
We'd have a different show, but, you know, it didn't go down that way, and, you know, unless they go back and have everybody, you know, wake up and it's, we're back to 2008 again, and we start and do a reboot, which I certainly would be in favor of at this point, because some of the stories I just don't see how they're gonna. I don't know how you even salvage some of the stuff that's on the air right now, but hopefully there are folks that are talented enough to figure out how to do it. But I think
it's gonna take Stefano erasing everyone's memories, including ours.
Yeah, it might be.
Audrey,
he's gonna wave a magic wand over the screen.
I don't think it's impossible. Because when Hogan came in, and yeah, I know people don't, there's a lot of people who don't like him, but after 2005, I seriously didn't think anybody could fix the show so it would be watchable again. It was so awful in 2005.
Well, I liked Hogan pretty well.
And so
overall,
it's possible to fix anything, no matter how bad it's gotten.
It is. And
the thing is,
and
I just
so
don't
fans.
Think anybody's going to. I don't think anybody's going to allow these two to do what they want. I don't think they're. I don't think they're going to get free reign. They're going to do what Gary wants.
Yeah. Well, I hope. Yeah, I hope that
if they wanted. If they were caring about the writing, they would have hired somebody with head writing experience. They didn't. They didn't do that. They hired
It's a clear sign that they know the show needs fixed. Now, whether they know how to go about doing that.
Or it's a clear sign that Comcast said, either get rid of her or we're canceling you.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe so.
Well, I've been impressed with what Comcast has been saying. This, his last name is Greenblatt, at least from a primetime perspective. He really seems to be very focused on the serialized dramas and those types of things. Now, I know right now their primetime schedule is such a mess that that's where they're putting their money, you know, all this extra $300-400 million which they're pumping in to NBC primetime. But I feel like at least they've got someone at the helm there that, you know, has at least got an appreciation, which, you know, because even right now over at ABC, there's not much of an appreciation, it doesn't sound like, for any of the shows. So, I think like you said, I think there's hope, and but I just want to encourage folks, because I think I'm going to really try to. I said I was going to do this in the past, and I've done it every now and then, but I'm really going to try to consistently try to write and give them real feedback about what's going on with the story, because, again, we don't have forever for them to turn this thing around. And so, like I said, I'm hopeful for I know you said Marlene McPherson had been on Dave, and I saw where Sherry Anderson had had some positive comments to make about her. But I've never seen where Daryl Thomas, I don't know if that's his last name or not, was in any way associated with Dave. I know that the Marlene was, but
I don't think he was, just she was.
Yeah, so really, you know, it'll be, you know, like I said, I'm pleased that they at least made some decision, regardless of who had to push to get the decision made. I kind of wish Sony had been more involved in it, because I really don't think they were, because I don't think we would have wound up with, you know, I mean, they could have brought Chris Weitzel back over. You know, he's just starting over there. Basically, he took over Tom Cassiello's role on Young and the Restless. And they've got more writers than they know what to do with over there.
Tom left Y&R?
Yeah. And
so do what?
Pardon me?
To do what?
Well,
did he get a job?
Well, I would just say bring Chris Weitzel back to Days of Our Lives. I mean, he's been...
Why couldn't they bring Tom? That's somebody I would have liked to
see
writing.
Well, I know.
Days.
Well, he's left Daytime altogether.
He cared about the show's history, and he showed it with his writing.
Absolutely, he did. But, you know, he has, you know, over whatever has gone on in the last year or so, but, you know, he's moved on. He's moved over to the WWE, and he's taken a tremendous position with them where they're allowing him to write and produce and do a whole bunch of creative stuff. So he's completely leaving Daytime. And it's a huge loss for Daytime. Like I said, I have an utmost respect for him.
Of course, all the really good writers leave.
Well, I mean, you know, look at, you know, if you're looking at it from, you know, a young man's perspective, you know,
oh,
right,
no,
now.
I understand. I'm not saying he shouldn't have. I'm just bummed from the standpoint of being a watching, you know, viewer.
Oh yeah, like I said, it would have been a godsend to have he and Chris Weitzel, or you know several of the writers that are over there now, you know, at Y&R, because they've got so many folks. Yeah, it makes me still wonder too if they're trying to build up some type of acting companies, you know, with these different networks, you know, because you know, it's, you know, you want to be able to gather up the best talent. I agree with that, and you know, there'll be some fabulous people that'll be leaving One Life to Live and probably not General Hospital, but whatever happens over on ABC. But, you know, there's only so many people you can bring on and then utilize. And I think that's kind of what's happening on Y&R right now, is that, you know, they've got so many folks that, you know, folks aren't even necessarily getting airtime. So, I'm just hoping that there are still some folks out there that really are paying attention and do care about the genre. And I'm thankful at least that we've got this much of a shot with Days of Our Lives, because we couldn't have gone on another 2 months with Dina. I don't think. I'm a diehard and I'm loyal, but honestly, it's been really difficult for me even these last few months to really stick with it, because it's just been so horrible. So hopefully new things will be coming around, and I appreciate y'all taking my call. You ladies are always so nice. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Angela.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, and I just wanted to say, too, I just found this. Michael Emerson, Mr. Super Creepy, Benjamin Linus, has been cast in Person of Interest on CBS. J.J. Abrams is behind it. And
oh, I love him.
Rated,
Alias.
Yeah. And Michael's co-star is Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in Passion of the Christ.
I'll plug my new favorite show while we're doing
that. Oh, I like that guy.
Anybody has...
That Jim guy? I can't remember.
Jim Caviezel from Passion of the Christ.
Like,
is also
I didn't
that.
See the movie because I'm not into violence, too much violence. But
yeah.
I love him. I thought I saw him in interviews during the period of time they were doing the PR work for Passion of the Christ. And I was like, ooh, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
For all of you Demira lover, if you guys want a really good show to watch, and you don't even have to have show time to watch it because somebody's putting it on YouTube, you got to watch The Borgias.
The what?
the Borgia.
Oh, I heard that. Yes, I read about
that.
Jeremy
Irons,
very interesting.
As Rodrigo Borgia, who was one of the most notorious Roman Catholic popes.
Yes, the Roman Catholic Pope.
His children.
Oh, I read that history.
Were all the guy playing his son is just to die for. Oh my God, he is so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they are bad.
I could play George's voice over the guy's lines, and then I'd be like doubly turned on.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to recommend to if you get stars.
Sadly, the last episode for the season is tomorrow night, but it's all on YouTube.
Oh,
it's on YouTube. I was reading about that.
I recommend Camelot too. I mean, there is some gratuity.
Yeah, Camelot's good. I've got to watch that too. And the one they're doing on HBO is really good too. Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty complicated and it's science fiction. But the characters are all great, especially the animals. Game of Thrones is actually, it's a sci-fi, but it's all based on the War of the Roses.
Oh.
Anybody knows about the War of the Roses? And the imp.
Oh, I love it.
War was based on Richard III.
Oh.
And the guy who wrote it did a fantastic job. There's like 4 books now, but they're into about, they're about in the middle of their run for this season already. I think they're on the 5th or 6th episode this Sunday, and each one gets better.
Wow.
It's got Sean McBean is in it, although he's going to, well, I shouldn't say. I don't want to say what happened. But if you guys want to watch, that's really good. Those are the two that have been keeping me going. Gorgeous, though, is the best. That is the best thing I've seen anyone do in ages. It is. It's just full of all sorts of intrigue. And Jeremy Irons is, oh, man, he is still so sexy. I don't know how old he is, but.
I watched Camelot twice.
The very first thing, and, of course, he's got one woman who's, you know, had all his children, and then as soon as he becomes Pope, he tells her that they can't be together anymore, and then he finds himself a new one almost immediately.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Renaissance Italy was pretty wicked.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Anna has something to say. Can I write ahead?
Oh, I was just going to say real quick, because we're about to end here. I've mentioned in the chat room, but for those of you just listening, if you love the genre, the soap genre, and want to support it, and support our friends that are AMC and One Life to Live fans, I've been following at Fire Franz, F-R-O-N-S, you know, Brian Franz, at Fire Franz. They're great. They're doing a lot of campaigning and everything, but there's a lot they're very interesting. They come up with a lot of interesting stuff and a lot of interesting soap information and everything, and they're really doing a good job of trying to work on ABC or work on another network to take the shows. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there again to let you guys know. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to recommend Camelot with Joseph Fiennes. He plays Merlin. And, oh, man, he had a love scene yesterday, and, oh, my gosh. I stayed up to watch the show again just to watch the love scene. It's actually a making love type love scene. Because they had another love scene later. It was just kind of like,
in other words,
banging.
Not like Chloe and Quinn?
I mean, oh, yeah, he, like, touched her face and her hair and her shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't Chloe and Quinn. Just,
that's,
you know,
what women want to see.
Yeah.
It's like legs flying things everywhere and spray tan crap.
Yeah, so we have about a minute to go. Anybody have any parting shots before we go for the weekend?
That was mine.
No. How about you, Madeline? You haven't been on for a few weeks. Do you have anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you had a great birthday.
I see we're all still
okay.
Here, though.
Well,
we made it through.
Weekend, so. You only turned 50 once, so hey.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Go all out.
All right. You rock.
Now I want to congratulate my cousin Ed, who got married today. And
awesome.
I want to let everybody know it is not appropriate wedding attire to wear a tube top, a short combo. seriously, I'm not making this up. She wore this to the church.
Oh, my.
This tube tops and shorts. It's one outfit with a belt in the middle, like Suzanne Somers used to wear on Three's Company.
Tube tops outfit at any time past the age of 12 or 13.
If you
may
be at the tea,
and then.
I mean, if you're in a church, you really should try to, you know, wear a bra. I'm just, you know, I'm just saying. And
don't want
the
priest
people
turned on.
Well, whatever.
Was that
yeah.
In California and Hawaii, but obviously not Pennsylvania, huh?
No, oh no! But there was guys wearing jeans at the wedding.
Should anything go anymore at weddings anymore? Well, maybe
well,
not
in
the church.
This state, we tend to wear yeah. We tend to wear bikinis, so you know.
That's true. Well, in Hawaii, it's a whole yeah.
Well,
yeah,
yeah there.
A whole different world.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, and at the reception, there was guys there wearing baseball caps. One guy had a white T-shirt on shorts, and the T-shirt had a hole in it. I'm like, and I was saying to my husband, I'm like, if you don't dress up for a wedding, when do you dress up? I mean,
probably never.
Never?
Wedding, I mean, would you wear, you know, a wedding and a funeral, that's kind of like a, you kind of know, you have to, I have my little boys in ties, you know, and they look super cute. And they were dressed better than half the adults. You know,
I haven't
and then
seen
my,
anybody wear a suit and tie since I moved here.
Oh, well, yeah, because that'd be really uncomfortable where you're at.
Yeah, but even at weddings, nothing. I mean, zip.
Wow.
I didn't even see politicians.
You dress up every
them.
Once in a while, though.
It's nice. Fun, though. It is
it's
fun.
It's fun to get I mean, dressed up. And, wow.
Yeah.
Don't have
yeah.
to.
It's fun.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank all the awesome people in the chat room. You guys are fantastic, and you guys are here almost every week, and we have
yes.
a couple of newbies.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank all of our callers. We had Save Jack and Jen and Sally and Angela and George the second.
George.
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 George Jungle is actually a good name for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have to get him to like make a like a Tarzan noise or something.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
you
want to
hear,
totally do
you,
it.
Yeah. If oh, someone asked Nikki asked if jeans, but it was a cowboy wedding. No, it was not. It was a normal wedding, and someone was a woman was wearing cowboy boots at the wedding reception. No shit. Some people were in flip flops at the reception. Flip flops
oh,
and cowboy
wow.
boots. Oh my gosh! Seriously, it looked like you know everybody just you know got out of the trailer park and showed up to wedding.
Wow.
Okay. All right. I'm done complaining, but that just bugs me. I mean, if you're gonna spend thousands of dollars on your wedding and then people are just showing up wearing T-shirts, I'd be like, what the hell? Why did I waste all my money on these people? I could have just had a barbecue. You know what I mean? Me. You know. I'm a snob. I can't help it. If you're going to a wedding, I mean, geez, you know, no tube tops. Sorry, it's the wine. Yeah, I'm being persnickety. I'm just a snob.
It's that wine.
yeah, if I would drink wine at the wedding, I would probably went up to people like, "What the fuck are you doing? Put some damn clothes on." But anyway. Seriously. Oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah, so if you guys want to check out George, it's Firefox News Online. So if you guys want to go check out his voice or go harass him and call him up and talk about Days of Our Lives, just to mess with his show, go right ahead.
There you go. He probably has a really serious newsworthy show. You call
I know.
Yeah. George, did you see
drinking.
When Marlena, do you remember when Marlena and Roman were? Like, no, he's sweet. I love it when he calls. It's great.
Yeah. So I'm going to go check him out since I'm still drinking.
I tried to find him one day just when I was on Blog Talk. I was looking around and I couldn't find it. So now I see the actual show.
Yeah,
I saw his name and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'm following him, so I don't know if they'll let you see who I'm following, but if they do, he should be listed.
Okay.
So, but it's Firefox News and like a underscore online. So,
okay.
Yeah. Nikki's making fun of me. Okay. Stop making fun of me. That's not nice. Okay, girls, I'm done now. Shouldn't
okay.
Sleep it off.
Sally, we're not stalker girls. We're stalker women. We're stalker girls.
Yes, yes. And he came and stalked us first. So.
He's got a built-in fan base, a diva school team.
He probably goes on all the shows and, you know, seduces all the callers.
But he likes us best. He told us we had the sexiest voices, didn't he? That made
yeah.
me want to cry.
Sure.
Oh, well. Uh-huh. Well, hopefully he'll call back so we can
get
our fix.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Take care, guys.
Okay. Bye.
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 Bye.